So, Lord, we look up to you. We thank you, Father, for watching over our lives and steering us in the way that you would have us to go, so that ultimately, Lord, we can meet you for eternity. But in the meantime, we have to abide until you come, Lord. So we ask that you would enable us to do that to the best of our ability, and by your power, Lord, that you would cause us to excel and do exceedingly well. We pray for peace. We pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit to minister to us through all of our trials and tribulations. We ask, Lord, that you would give us a sound mind and a pure heart and a willing spirit, Lord. That we would do your will today. That we would follow you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That we would love you with everything within us, Lord. And that we would love you through other people. We pray for a merciful heart. We pray for the kindness of the Lord to be shown through each one of us. We pray for grace and mercy over our lives, and we pray that you would enable us to show grace and mercy. We pray for loving kindness to fill our hearts, compassion and understanding. Give us an understanding heart, Lord. We turn our attention to the things of heaven. We turn our attention to your word. We ask that you would cause us to be instructed by your word to do it, Lord, that we would walk in discipline, self-discipline, Lord. That according to that which you say in your word, we would do it, Lord. We would not just be hearers of your word, but that we would be doers of your word. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's name for strength and vitality and vigor to do everything that we must today. We ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to be effective through us, to minister to others, and also to walk in your ways, Lord. If we could do it on our own, Christ died for nothing. So, Lord, we turn our attention to the power of God that operates by Jesus Christ within us. It is no longer us that live, but Christ that lives within us. So, Lord, we enable Christ to operate through our members. In everything, Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory due to your name. We subject ourselves and yield ourselves to you today, Lord. We thank you for this day. We dedicate it to you. And we thank you, Father, that every one of us are your children and that we have the promises of God because we are your children, that we are heirs and co-heirs with Jesus Christ to receive all of your promises and all of the blessings that you have bestowed upon Christ, that they are all ours. And we receive them by faith in Jesus Christ's name. So be it. Amen. God bless you, Lord. We thank you. Amen.